It's a Friday night on the edges of the Miami River, where once upon a time you took your life in your hands simply to hear some good live blues.
But I used to come to work with brass knuckles in my back pocket and a roll of quarters in the other pocket. It was that kind of a interesting neighborhood.
That's Patrick Glieber. He and his partner bought the aging bar in a dilapidated neighborhood 30 years ago.
30 years later, you know, then the streets are so clean and, you know, it's so depressing.
But for Glieber, it was all about the music. Graham Drought embodies that music. Drought is the red-headed, bearded giant you hear singing and playing guitar as the lead man for the local band that personifies Tobacco Road, Iko Iko. Iko Iko has been playing here for more than three decades.
Even now, people, you know, I can say Iko Iko, and they go, "What's that?" I go, "Tobacco Road." "Oh yeah, okay, we know what you're talking about."
Drought is not only a performer, he is also a fan.
I got to be in a band and see bands every weekend. It wasn't like, "Oh, I'm working, I can't catch a show." No, I'm catching it. They're catching mine, I'm catching theirs every weekend.
Acts like the late Queen of Blues, Coco Taylor, and legendary Mississippi Delta blues man, John Lee Hooker. Boom, 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 boom. I'm gonna shoot you right down. And all of your feet. Take you home with me. For the past three decades, Mark Weiser has been Tobacco Road's lead booker.
So many great shows. Albert Collins, Coco Taylor, and John Lee Hooker, all these guys, you know, legends that we were lucky enough to be in the right place at the right time that we could present these acts.
And what if you wandered into Tobacco Road 100 years ago when it was brand new? Mark Weiser and Patrick Glieber say in some respects, time has stood still.
You know, coming in, having a good time, drinking, chasing women.
Pretty much like this, you know. I think Tobacco Road has retained some of its history in its appearance, in the feeling of it.
Jack Piconis has been a bartender at the Road for the past 30 years. He says there are many memorable moments, but one that stands out.
I was up here for the Coco Taylor show. The power went out. And Patrick was freaking out. Give him their money back. Buy him free drinks.
Hey, everybody!
But Coco said, "Could you move the tables out of the way and the chairs and everybody come up and sit on the floor and bring a candle with you?" And they went on to play acoustically an intimate concert.
Much like it might have been in the year 1912, when Miami's most famous bar first opened its doors. I'm Phil Latzman in Miami.